It's custom, but let's just say for the moment, let's say the custom is let's say one would have the custom where you would dip the apple, you would first recite the Hamaitzi, and after you recite the Hamaitzi, you would then dip the apple in the honey, so there's no question you need to make a bracha, because you have to make a bracha samotzi. Do you also make a shahakol on the dvash, or do we say the dvash is tofel to the honey? What? Tofel. So that's the question. If you learned that the only reason why you're having the dvash is because the dvash is only there to compensate for the lack of the apples in the modern day that are not sweet, then it's a tofel. It's purely a tofel. It's just there to enhance the meal. Of course, you don't make a bracha. You dip the apple in the honey. The honey is a tofel, and you make a bari pur eitz and you're done. But if you learn that the dvash is an ikar, the dvash is an ikar, and the apple is also an ikar, it happens when you combine the two together. It doesn't matter. You can make a double bracha. You can make a bari pur eitz, you make a shakal because they're both there for separate purposes. You're eating dvash and you're eating an apple. Each one serves own function. And some say because the suffix of sawat sandu, it brings that over here. I told you these are saver l'chuluk l'hokel. What? You don't make it. Right, you don't make it. So some say what you should do is, if you hold that the dash is the ikar, you make just first take honey first. Don't have any apple. First make a shahakal on the dvash and lick and eat, consume some dvash, and then pause for a few moments, and then you take an apple, you make a bari pur eitz. What? No, you're not. You don't have kavana. You don't know, but that's not what you do. You don't have kavana. You don't have kavana. You make two separate bread. What? Too small. No, you have to make a bracha on a mashahu. No, there's no such thing as a too small out. So that appears to be something which came about at a later point in time. Once already we have the honey. Well, some say the honey was only meant to be for the challah. It was not meant to be for the apple. Where did the apple and the honey come? Where did the song come into? Dip the apple in the honey. Where did that come from? There's no such thing. There is dip the challah in the honey or have honey by itself. Where all of a sudden did the dipping the apple and the honey come into play? These are all the various issues of the apple and the honey. Now, next thing. What about, here's another variation. Let's say you're going to make a bracha. Okay, you're going to make the bracha, you'll make one bracha. You're going to make one bracha, whatever you're going to do. Many have the custom to recite a Yehi Ratzon. Yehi Ratzon. Yehi Ratzon of Nach Hashem Elokeinu, Hevaseinu Shadehei, Shachyanu, no, that's the second day. Shachyanu is the second night because Sfeika Diyoma, not in the first night. Unless you have an exotic apple. And even an exotic apple, it's a shayla, it's one min, it's a different meaning, how many minim are there? It's not a good idea to make a shachyanu on an apple. You make a shachyanu on the second night on an exotic fruit. The second night. Okay, but the first night, the first question is the first night, when do you say the Yehi Ratzon? Do you say the Yehi Ratzon before you make the bracha? Three options. Do you say the Yehi Ratzon before you make the bracha? Yehi Ratzon milvanach Hashem lo kinu l'seinu shtehi shana shtehi shana zo shana shana toivo mesuka. Baruch atah Hashem lo kinu melech olam boire pri ho'eitz. Is that what you do? Or do you make baruch atah Hashem lo kinu melech olam boire pri ho'eitz? Is it up? And now you say the Yehi Ratzon, or maybe this would be the preferred thing to do, is you make the bracha, bari pur eitz, and immediately you say the Yehi Ratzon, and then you eat the bari pur eitz. Oh, hefsek? Lubavitch, this is how they do it. Even though the Baal HaTanya writes it's a hefsek, that's still the minig Lubavitch. It's not like what it says about it, because the Mesorah. I don't know about that, but Lubavitch, because they have a Mesorah, there's a fascinating topic in of itself, that the Baal HaTanya had charata from a lot of things that he wrote in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He wrote in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, there are certain things that he wrote in the Siddur, certain things he did not write, that the Hasidim, Talmidim knew that he had charata b'sof yamav. He never got around to making a new edition. And this is one of those things, that is a Mesorah. I think even the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he had a Mesora. If I'm not mistaken, that's what he says over here, that he made the, he said the Hiratzayin in between the Shbari Peor Eitz and the eating. It's not called a Hefsik, it's Letzarech. It's no, everyone quotes what it says, no different, that if you make a bracha on a piece of food and you remember you forgot to feed the animals. You forgot to feed the animals. If you forgot to bring, or maybe if it wasn't this Rebbe, it was the previous Rebbe, the sixth Rebbe. Right? The sixth Rebbe, this was the seventh Rebbe.
The
Friedrich Rebbe? But what's
the Shver?
Rebbe the Shver. So this. Zeichet Zach Levracha soll gesund sein, stark. Okay, so the question is, which one, call him up, right? Call him, okay. Which one, what do you do? So there are three minhagim. Some hold that you should make it, what are the problems? Making it before you make the bracha, why would that be, what's wrong with that? That would be the ideal thing to do, to make it before. So he said the Yehirat Zayin, and then say the bracha, and then eat it. The reason why that is not a good idea is because you're giving more covet to man than to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When you say the Yehirat Zayin, who are you praying for? For you. I want a good year. You, Hashem, I want to praise you. And how do I want a good year? I'm going to use this fruit as a symbol that things should be good for me, of my family, my children, and everything should be good for me. All right, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're also good. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, boy praise. You're also a good guy. You created nice fruits in this world. Who are you giving more cover to? You giving cover to yourself, or you giving cover to the Ribbono Shel Olam? It's an insult to give cover to yourself, to pray for yourself before you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we have this debate is an old debate. This shaila comes up in many different areas, for example, L'chaim. Okay, all Hasidim go into any shtibul. Right, the Neshama is L'chaven Aliyah, and you take some schnapps, but you make a shahako, make a burpee agafin. When do you say L'chaim? Do you say L'chaim before you make the bracha, or do you say L'chaim after you make the bracha? So this is a very big debate. Some hold you should dafke not say the L'chaim before you make the bracha. That's an insult to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're putting your life before the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
L'chaim is making the bracha.
No, the L'chaim is for yourself. The L'chaim is not for Hashem, it's for yourself.
L'chaim
for. It is a debate. Yesh v'yesh is a debate. Some say no.
You're going to your side and
that he should, the person should be made litzayisha for you. L'chaim, what do you say when you say l'chaim? To life. Remember, we're here and they're there.
Yeah,
l'chaim on water. We're here and they're there. So the question, what?
L'chaim to everyone. The live one.
Okay, whatever, but you're not focusing, whether you're focusing on the dead or the living, you're not focusing on Hashem. It's an insult to the Ribbono Shel Olam. On the other hand, if you make the bracha, you say l'chaim afterwards, it's too little too late. The only reason why you're eating this fruit is by me eating this fruit. This should serve as a sign of sweetness, of life, of happiness, of goodness. I already made the bracha. I already ate it. Too little, too late. It's no longer effective. If you want to get it in, you want to get a bang for your buck, you got to make it clear before you start what you're doing. So basically, and you do it in the middle, is that called a hafsek? So basically, whatever you do is no good. It's a no-win situation. So therefore, that's why there are three very popular minhagim. Wherever you're going to go to someone's house, you're going to see one of the three. You're probably going to see less. We live in a very religious generation, Baruch Hashem, so you're not going to see too often someone saying the Yirat's in the middle. You're not going to see that too much anymore because people, they feel it's a hefsek. Baruch Hashem, we're very sensitive. Baruch Hashem, we're a dar deya. Achshei dara, people are very sensitive to the halacha.
Rabbi Albeck says in his sefer to say it after.
After.
In other words, he makes a point of saying a lot of people say it before, but the reality is you should say it after the bracha.
Why?
Because you eat.
After, because it's not a covet. So some want to say the pshara is, what you do is, the pshara is you eat a mashahu. You make a bracha, and you toy in just a teeny mashahu, and then you say the Yehi Ratzayin, and then you eat more, and then you finish eating. So then you're really getting in the best of both worlds. You're saying the Yiratzon before you eat. You didn't even have Shir. So you get everything together.
When do you dip?
L'chaim before? Before you dip, before you make the bracha. Well, you can dip as many times as you want, but before you make the bracha for the very first time, let's say you should dip before, because then you should dip it before you start. You dip before you start, you make the bracha, and then you eat a little bit.
You make it by a priest, or you just take a nibble, and then you dip it.
But then you're getting into a shayla. You're getting into a shayla. The bracha maybe is not as chal on the honey, because when you ate the apple. You didn't have the honey, and the honey might also be an ikar. The honey is a very big problem, because the honey, according to many, is not only a tuffel. The honey can actually be an ikar, because the honey, the only reason why you're eating the honey is because you want to shun a masuka.
Do you ever eat honey by itself?
Today, no, we don't. But in ancient times, they did. They definitely did. Look at Yohinasan, the Yairis Devash. Mm-hmm. And also some say, we don't even know what real honey is. The honey that we're eating today has been processed so much, it's definitely not the honey of Chazal's times. And in fact, even the honey, some are makbid that in Roshani, probably in this generation, probably go to pomegranate, they probably sell raw honey. From the honeycombs, mamish with the wax, they mamish from the hive. What? Not date honey. There's Davka Devash Devoirim, because there's a lot of symbolism in bee honey. One want to say it because bees, one of the reasons they give it, because bees, they're warriors. There's no one more organized in war than a bee. A bee, everything is their mesudar. They have a queen, there's a hierarchy. War! There's a hierarchy, there's a war, there's covered malchus. Bees have to know, a bee does not walk in, the queen bee is Shudu Kemashmo is a queen. A bee would not stand in front, would not buzz in front of the bee, of the queen bee. There's tremendous covered. The bees are a mishalim of how we have to prepare before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is kaviyachol, the queen bee. And there's a seder, and there's cleanliness, and there's order. Every bee has a mission. And a bee also is suicidal. When a bee stings, it's Thomas Nafshin Plishim Mesiras Nefesh. Who exercised Mesiras Nefesh on HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, the theme of the bee? Yitzchak. V'akedas Yitzchak Lazaro Hayoyim Berachamim Tizkar. Where do you have a better mashal in this world of the Akedas Yitzchak? In the Bria, the bees. The bee has a mission to go Mimaisu Nefesh, Chutu Kimashmo, Alamailas. But one of the biggest miles in all of their melchama is sweet. It produces sweetness. The Hamtokas Hadin. Hadin produces sweetness. So the bee honey is very, very symbolic. And that's why, who says you shouldn't make a bracha? Adarabi, you should make a bracha more on the honey than you should make on the tapuach. Tapuach is not the real deal. Tapuach is only a mashal, the chakal tapuchin. Okay, the other mashalim, so all of these things are issues. Another very big issue is chaluk ideas, and you're going to see a lot of different gersos in all the various machzorim and in the plastic benchers that they distribute and you get in the mail for fundraising purposes. Do you say Hashem's name? Do you say Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu? Do you say Yud Kei Vav Kei? Is it appropriate? How far do we go? I mean, there's nothing really wrong. Anytime you misspell, you can say Hashem's name.
So if you do it like Lubavitch, you don't, because
you're saying Hashem's name already. You want to say it's not really Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and then you're going to say before you eat, you're going to say the Yirasa, because it's all part of the bracha. It's all part of the purpose. And like feeding animals, if a person makes a bracha and you forgot to feed your animals, you're not allowed to eat until you feed your animals. You're allowed to talk, and it's Letzara Chasuda. You're allowed to talk. It's not called a hefsek. So some say it's not a hefsek. That's what we told you, Lubavitch. It's not a hefsek. You're allowed to talk. You're allowed to talk. So then you want to say there's no need to say Hashem's name, because you already said Hashem's name before. But if you're saying it before, you're saying it after. So again, these are issues. Chiluke deos. Okay, so
we have to make a spreadsheet.
Whatever everyone does.
If you make it after a moitzah.
Yeah.
And we make a moitzah, we're dipping it in honey.
Yeah.
So we can make a bracha again on honey.
Why not? The first time when the honey was the nose was being a tuffle to the pass. Now the honey is it's a honey that's an ikar. I'm eating it as a meal itself. It's a new type of honey. The first honey was a pure tuffle. Now the honey is an ikar. So maybe required.
Once you made a mighty, why would you make a bracha?
Because it's not being brought part of the suda. Dessert. Do you make a bracha on dessert? Absolutely.
Do you eat sweet?
Except mezonos. Rav Moshe holds. If you dessert, if dessert is shahakal, you go to hoetz hoadama. There is no question. There's no question. Dessert, you make a shahakal hoetz hoadama without any question whatsoever. There's a machlekes apoyskim bisman azed. Do you make a mezonos? So they bring out cake. They bring out cake for dessert. Do you make a bori minei mezonos on cake? Maker hadin. Yes. Rav Moshe holds no. And Moshe says that in our generation, nishtane hateva, that when the dessert is cake, when dessert, that's part of the meal. There are two different types of desserts. When dessert is ices or fruiting, then it's viewed to be...
Mezoinos is bread for children.
Mezoinos is part of the meat of the meal.
But it's dessert.
What? Rav Moshe, not everyone agrees with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe holds that if you eat in this day and age, he wrote this in the 80s, you eat mezoinos for dessert, you have to understand, times have changed, trends. Dessert is, you know, part of like a fashion trend. Different types of, you go to a wedding today, the type of foods. Who ever heard of her?
Hungarians.
Yeah.
When you ate a Shabbos meal, you got kompot. That was part of the meal.
Oh, so things...
The kompot by Polak.
We have a new member in our share. Welcome. Okay, so bottom line is, let's review very quickly. The bottom line is, let's review all of the issues. The issues are, first of all, when do you make the brach? When do you eat? Do you eat it before, after Kiddush, before Hamotzi, or do you do it after? Next question, if you're going to do it after, are you going to make brachas? Yes or no? L'chor, you are going to make a brach no matter what. Next issue, the honey. Do you make a brach on the honey? Yes or no? The different opinions. When do you make the bracha? Do you make the bracha before, in the middle, or after? With all different reasons. Giving cover to you before you're giving cover to Kadosh Baruch Hu, after it's too little, too late. In the middle, is it a hefsek? It's not a hefsek. You make a pshari, a little bit, you make the bracha. And the other issue is, do you say the hiratzon, do you say Hashem's name? Some say don't even eat. Some say you put the apple, if you can't eat it, you can also, for show is also good. It's also a proper, it's a simin tov. Each one of these things is symbolic. The apple is symbolic of the Chachapal Tapuchin of Yaakov Avinu, and when he got the brachas of Yom Hashanah, and it's symbolic, and the honey is symbolic of the bees, Dafka bee honey. Okay, so these are just some of the issues for the Achilas HaSimonim.